Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Jason Aldean. How far does a goodbye go? Welcome to a Monday morning. It's the 10th day of November. It's a very big note in music history and history. The ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald, sank on this date in 1975 in Lake Superior during a severe storm. 29 crew members aboard all died.
Wow.
The legend lives on.
And because of it, Gordon Lightfoot had a hit song. We should also mention today, Sesame Street Day.
Sunny day.
Hey. Big salute to our friends at Sesame Street. And speaking of our friends in the Marine Corps celebrating their 250th birthday today.
Go Marine Corps!
Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. And the reason for the extra snacks in the break room today, ladies and gentlemen, today is National Area Code Day. National Area Code Day. Celebrate appropriately. We have our own song for Area Code Day.
We're just extra here.
Hey, my friends, it's time to celebrate. Because it's Area Code Day. We live in the 609.
Hey.
The 609.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jim. You need to know this morning, a big beach project in Wildwood that's been years in the making is now officially off the table. The plan would have taken sand from Wildwood and Wildwood Crest to help build the eroded beaches in North Wildwood, but the towns couldn't come to an agreement about sharing their sand, so the Army Corps of Engineers had to pull the plug.
In Egg Harbor Township, volunteers spent the weekend doing something really good, cleaning up a Jewish cemetery that had been vandalized. It happened about a month ago at Bethel Israel Cemetery. Police found trash, broken headstones, even signs that people had been camping out there. Thankfully, folks came together to help restore some respect to the place.
A guy from Canada wrapped up a business trip in Atlantic City last week, stopped by to play the slots at Caesars, and hit a progressive jackpot worth over $1 million.
Dang.
Talk about ending your trip on a high note.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Some leftover drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy. Windy later on. Temps are actually going to drop into the upper 40s by this afternoon. So, yeah, get a warm
home. Country 107.3, we're Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update starts right now.
We're talking about Kelsey Ballerini this morning. She just dropped a super personal new track. I love it. It's called I Sit in Parks, and it's hitting a lot of fans right in the field. She's basically opening up about that, like, tug-of-war feeling between chasing your career and wondering if you waited too long for things like motherhood. The song was inspired by her watching a family at a park, and she was thinking, did I miss my moment? It's all part of her new EP, Mount Pleasant, which is full of raw, relatable Kelsey storytelling that we love. She'll def be performing this one on the beach this summer at Barefoot and Wildwood because fans love it. You can get all those details at catcountry1073.com. Ella Langley lit up the Ryman in Nashville this weekend, not just with her headlining show, but with a surprise guest that had the whole place screaming. She finally convinced Morgan Wallen to hop on stage with her. The two performed Cover Me Up together for the first time. Ella jokes that she's been trying to make this moment happen for two whole tours now. Fans definitely got their money's worth for this one, I'll say. It was a great performance. You can check it out right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Hey, we have a question of the day today. What South Jersey city or town has the worst drivers?
Oh, that's a good one.
Where do you live? 609-383-1073.
First of all, I'm a great driver. For the most part. Second of all, Maze Landing definitely.
How many times have you been late for work because
you hit something? Or that's true. We're not talking about that today. First of all, you're not wrong, but we're not talking about it.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. What city or town has the worst drivers?
Maybe it is. Because do you remember when I pulled out of the parking spot in the condo in my complex? And I didn't see the car, like, parked behind me. And I told, but it was parked illegally. And I bumped him accidentally.
No.
And I called you crying. That was the worst.
I just remember
ever.
On the second day you were working here, there's something about a car on the orange day. Today, though, the birthday of the Marine Corps. A big salute to all of those who serve or have served in the Marine Corps or the Marine Corps Reserves. We certainly appreciate you.
250 years.
It's also, of course, the reason for the excitement around here. It's also National Area Code Day.
Yeah.
We're celebrating with the Area Code song.
It's Area Code Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Area Code Day.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country joke of the morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
Here we go.
Steve lives in Millville and has sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
During a party, a doctor is telling a lawyer that he's sick of all of his friends asking him for free medical advice. The lawyer says, well, just do what I do and leave a bill in their mailbox. The doctor decides he'll give it a try and thanks his new lawyer friend. When the doctor gets home, he has a bill in his mailbox. Hey, coming up at 7:20, our Joe and John a question of the day today. What South Jersey city or town has the worst drivers? I have an answer. I'll give it to you at 7:20.
Better not say me.
You're not a city or a town.
Yeah, but you could still say me.
But you're representative of wherever you live, yes.
Yeah.
What city or town has the worst drivers? Let us know which one and why. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonathan. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Italy. A man arrested after attempting to rob some restaurant customers. What makes this unusual? He didn't have a gun. He didn't have a knife. The not-so-clever would-be thief held them up at umbrella point.
Oh.
Yes, for several minutes. He had the terrified customers emptying their pockets by simply pointing an umbrella at them. The robbery was foiled when the cook came out of the kitchen, entered the dining room, laughed, and wrestled the umbrella away.
Wow. Wrestling the umbrella.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe. Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. In Egg Harbor Township, volunteers spent the weekend doing something really good, cleaning up a Jewish cemetery that had been vandalized. It happened about a month ago at Beth Israel Cemetery. Police found trash, broken headstones, and even signs that people had been camping out and living there. Thankfully, folks came together to help restore some respect to the place.
New Jersey's one of several states still sending out full SNAP benefits, even though the USDA says that's a no-go right now. There's a court fight happening over whether those full payments are legal, and the Trump administration is warning states they could face penalties. For now, the help is still going out to the millions of families who depend on it.
The Eagles are in Monday Night Spotlight tonight. They're on the road taking on the Packers in Green Bay.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Some leftover drizzle this morning. Mostly cloudy and windy later on. Temps are going to drop into the upper 40s by this afternoon. So grab a sweat.
I'll tell you why. Because she's cheating on you. Holy Moses, wake up and smell the roses.
Stop it right now. Stop it.
What other reason could there be?
You're awful.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Birthday shout-out starting right now.
Here we go.
John Williams of Millville is 49. Sluzin Sluslarski of McKee City is 49. Happy birthday to Donna. She's from Egg Harbor Township. Andrew Tonneson of Waretown is 30. Happy birthday,
Happy
Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday to Chad Minns of Pleasantville. Chad is 46. Thomas Campbell of KMA Courthouse is 47. Thomas Hooper is 74. Thomas is from Tuckerton. Happy birthday to Andrew Gerse of Atlantic City. And we have a couple of gentlemen who've been members of the Marine Corps, or are members of the Marine Corps. Happy birthday, Clifford Melder of Absecon. Clifford is 37 today. And Tom Walsh, Sergeant Tom Walsh of Galloway, is 79.
Love that.
Today also marks the 250th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps.
That they share with Miranda Lambert, who's 42 today. Happy birthday, Marine Corps.
Miranda Lambert, not a member of the U.S. Marine Corps that we know of.
No, that we know of.
Secret undercover.
Correct.
Thing.
We never know.
Time now to draw from a list of birthday names the name of one lucky birthday person who picks up the free birthday cake. I'm sorry, we don't have a free birthday cake. We haven't in 7 years.
No, we haven't in a really long time. I was like, wait, what? We got that back? What a great day.
The Marine Corps has thrown me off. Susan Slowarski is our birthday person of the day today. She's 49.
No birthday cake for you, Susan, but at least you'll get it somewhere. Happy birthday.
You know what else is throwing me off today, Jonna? The fact that it's National Area Code Day.
I mean, it's the reason to celebrate.
And
truly,
we have our very own Cat Country Area Code song just for you. Area Code Day. Yeah.
It's Area Code Day. What is happening? What is going on?
Hey, my friends, it's time to celebrate. Because it's Area Code Day.
Sing
extra
it, girl.
Snacks in the break room. South Jersey city or town has the worst drivers. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Do you have an answer to this?
I would say, it's really hard. I would say, like, Summers Point, Linwood, Northfield, like that entire stretch right there.
Really?
Yes. It's just, it's a nightmare.
Okay.
Driving around here sometimes.
Well, Jeannie and Sean on Facebook both said Atlantic City. Justin said Egg Harbor Township.
That would be my second.
Now,
yes.
Now, we have an intersection in EHT that's become a four-way stop after being a two-way stop. I don't know. It's been a long time, 6 months at least, that it's been activated. And I tell you, Jana, you could sit on a folding chair on the corner with your video camera, and you would have, supposedly, as the kids say, content for years.
Yeah.
Just on how people handle this four-way stop, because people panic. They don't know what to do.
So they, like, break, and then go.
How have you never seen a four-way stop in your life before and not know how to handle this? Because people just don't know how to handle it. So I might be agreeing with you a little bit, Justin, but I have my own answer. Dawn also said that the old circle in EHC by the airport.
Yes.
That's still a circle. I call it a circle with a line through it now. That's a hot mess at rush hour.
See, that's funny that you say that, because that when I say Egg Harbor Township, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because, again,
not like the random, like,
and again,
greenery.
I don't know that that's 100% entirely on the drivers. It's
no,
on the wonderful engineers
not,
that decided we take away a circle and put a circle with a line through it there.
Right.
And that would somehow be better. Ann says Egg Harbor City has the worst drivers. Mm. Thomas said you'd be better off asking what towns don't.
Yeah.
My answer, based on personal experience, would probably be Atlantic City.
Okay.
A couple years ago, this was in the light of day. I'm going down Pacific Avenue. I stop for a stoplight. Some idiot driving a cab hits me from behind.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying.
Luckily, it was only at a couple of miles an hour.
Right.
He gets out of his car and goes to explain to me in broken English, not that that's right or wrong, that he's sorry. His brakes on his car are bad, and he really needs to get them fixed. And can I not call the police?
Yeah, right. I would have called the cops. Absolutely.
He's driving a cab. I didn't call the police. There was no damage to my vehicle.
If there's not damage,
I was looking for a baseball bat that I could hit him over the head. Really what I was doing at the time.
Sure.
Because of, like, if your car doesn't work and you're a cab driver, stop driving your car.
Right. That's what I was about to say. So, why are you still driving that?
107.3 with Joe and John. Our question of the day today: what South Jersey city or town has the worst drivers? One more answer here on our app from Bruce in Vineland. Bruce says, Delcy Drive all day, every day, every single day.
That's
Three Morning Trivia is on the air. Our phone number is 609-383-1073. Or open up the Cat Country 107.3 app and hit the button that says call us. That gets to us faster. Up for grabs this morning, $50 gift certificate to Tuckahoe Inn Restaurant and Tavern. Tuckahoe Inn right there on the water.
Beasley's Point. Beautiful spot.
$50 gift certificate to Tuckahoe Inn Restaurant. If you're the first person who correctly answers this question.
It's a nice little gift.
According to a latest study, this is the number one lie that men tell their wives.
No, honey, you don't look fat in that. That makes you look great.
Jana, we're never lying when we say that.
No, because you don't want to get in trouble.
What's the number one lie men tell their... Great mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, a $50 gift certificate to the Tuckahoe Inn and Tavern in beautiful Beasley's Point, New Jersey. Here's the question. They did a study and found this is the number one lie that men tell their wives. What did you say? Oh, I think about looking fat. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. Number one lie men tell their wives. Hi, Cat Country.
About being late?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
I'm just going to have one more beer, honey.
One more.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's funny.
That's always the truth, by the way.
Right.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it where they're going?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is the answer I'm fine?
That's funny.
No, that's not it. Thank you. I think that's the lie women tell.
Yeah. I was just about to say, I think it's, you got that one switched.
I was going to say, she's just a friend. But that's not it either. What's the number one lie that men tell their wives? Take a couple more calls, 609-383-1073, or hit the call us button on the King Head Thursday at 7:15. We're going to give away another couple passes, four-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. And Thursday at 8:20, we're going to give away a VIP package to see the Amish Outlaws. They're coming to the Yard at Bally's. Always a fun time. They're a great band. I forget where they're from. I guess they're from Amish land in Pennsylvania. right?
There you go. Amish Outlaws.
So you're going to get tickets to the show. You're going to get an overnight suite at Bally's, a $250 food and beverage credit and more, so you make it a weekend of it with the Amish Outlaws. Good morning. We're Joe and G to know this morning. A big beach project in Wildwood that's been years in the making is now officially off the table. The plan would have taken sand from Wildwood and Wildwood Crest to help build the eroded beaches in North Wildwood, but the towns couldn't come to an agreement about sharing their sand, so the Army Corps of Engineers had to pull the plug.
In Egg Harbor Township, volunteers spent the weekend doing something really good, cleaning up a Jewish cemetery that had been vandalized. It happened about a month ago at Bethel Israel Cemetery. Police found trash, broken headstones, even signs that people had been camping out there. Thankfully, folks came together to help restore some respect to the place.
A guy from Canada wrapped up a business trip in Atlantic City last week, stopped by to play the slots at Caesars, and hit a progressive jackpot worth over $1 million.
Dang.
Talk about ending your trip on a high note.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Some leftover drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy. Windy later on. Temps are actually going to drop into the upper 40s by this afternoon. So, yeah, get a warm hoodie.
Yeah, Catchery 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one. Ever just want to throw a bunch of silverware in the microwave and hit start?
No.
Hey, kids, try that at home. Number two, opened a fortune cookie and all it said was run.
Yeah.
Number three, my kid, after finding the remote control using the TV app, hey, what did you do when you couldn't find the remote when you were a kid? Me. We didn't have a TV with a remote until I was a little older than you. My kid. No remote control? Me. I was the remote control.
That's true.
True story. Number four, me. Puts on the water to boil. Me, 3 minutes later. Hey, what's that noise?
LOL.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Me on MTV Cribs saying, this is where the magic happens. While gesturing toward my air fryer.
Magic does happen in the air fryer, okay? I can attest to that.
I don't have an air fryer. Never had one. Never want one.
I'm going to get you one for Christmas now.
No.
Yep.
It's Cat Country 107.3.
Yep, it's happening.
My magic happens somewhere else. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. So our Lainey Wilson contest has come to an end. We hope to announce the winner later today or tomorrow. But we've got a brand new contest starting next Monday. Get a load of this one. How about going to Vegas? We really like trips to Vegas.
We do.
We'll send you there to see Luke Combs next spring.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
Luke Combs in the springtime in Vegas.
He's so good.
First there was Elvis in Vegas. Now there's Luke Combs in Vegas in the spring.
That contest, really good time to go.
That contest starts next with Jana. So there you are, hoping to live longer and enjoy wonderful things. Here's the secret to living longer, apparently. This just in.
Okay.
Eat more red chili peppers.
Oh.
According to researchers, red chili peppers have anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and blood sugar regulating properties. Studies have even shown the food may be beneficial in protecting against certain types of cancer. All of these health benefits have linked to capsaicin, an active component in the pepper that gives it its distinctly spicy flavor.
We could do that.
So skip the pizza. Just go for a bowl of red chili peppers